Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. A Kaukauna man was convicted this week for the texting while driving crash that killed one person on I-41 in 2022. 26-year-old Bailey Locks pleaded no contest to homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle. 33-year-old Chelsea Jennings from Berlin died from her injuries after Locks crashed into her car as she slowed to avoid a collision ahead. Evidence presented in court showed several texts to Locks' girlfriend at 6:24 p.m. His car hit Jennings at 6:25 p.m. Data from Locks' car showed he was going 78 miles per hour when the crash happened, and the brakes were not pressed. Sentencing is scheduled for February 10th. Locks faces a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. A Wisconsin judge says the case against two former Trump campaign aides accused of taking part in the state's fake electors plan can move forward. Judge Frank Hyland ruled there's enough evidence for Michael Roman and Jim Trupais to stand trial on forgery charges. A hearing for lawyer Kenneth Cheesebrough was delayed while the court decides whether his past statements can be used at trial. Prosecutors say the three misled Republican electors in 2020 about how their paperwork would be used. The defense argues they believed they were following legal advice if Trump's win had later been confirmed. Testimony continues in Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Hannah Dugan's trial, focusing on what she did when immigration agents showed up at the courthouse. Prosecutors say she helped a defendant avoid arrest, but the defense says she was following procedure. The case could reach the jury this week. We've got a flash freeze warning out today for some potential treacherous driving later this afternoon. The National Weather Service says drivers could see flash freezing when the temperature drops this evening and wet roads quickly turn to ice. With temperatures expected to reach close to 40 early in the day, we've got a lot of melting snow. There's also a chance for rain today just ahead of a cold front that's coming in this evening. Weather experts say when the temps dip to the teens or lower 20s, that's when we see flash freezes on the roads. Authorities say similar conditions led to 40 cars crashing, spinning out of control, and going into ditches in Oconto County on Tuesday. A Green Bay woman was sentenced this week to 7 years in prison for supplying the drugs that killed her boyfriend. Travis Lambert fatally overdosed on fentanyl in December of 2023. According to court records, a witness told police Stacy Girling obtained fentanyl earlier in the day. Governor Tony Evers is calling on President Trump to drop his new effort to limit state rules on artificial intelligence. Trump's executive order would let the federal government challenge state AI laws and even withhold funding from those that don't change them. Evers says Wisconsin's bipartisan work on AI protects people from scams, fake political ads, and sexual exploitation. Attorney General Josh Call previously told WisPolitics that he doesn't think Trump's order can override what the states decide on their own. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
Wisconsin in the Final Four. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Women's college volleyball. It's the Wisconsin Badgers tonight against number one ranked Kentucky. Coverage on ESPN. The Badgers head coach, Kelly Sheffield.
My dad passed away a few months ago. He would have loved watching this team. The Final Four is just so special. It is so incredible. And when you've been there, it's almost a... Every fiber of your being, you want as many of your players that are committed that decide to come here, that you want them to experience that.
NBA, the Bucks host the Toronto Raptors tonight at Fiserv Forum. NFL, Packers wide receiver Christian Watson back at practice after spending time in a Denver hospital with that shoulder injury.
I think it was how I hit the ground. Just like I think my elbow had hit first, so it kind of just jams your shoulder up into your shoulder. I'm not sure, but yeah, just how I landed was a little awkward.
That's Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with rain showers today. A little breezy too, with winds south becoming west, gusting to 25 or 30. Temperatures in the 40s this morning will drop late this afternoon into the upper 20s. Tonight, quickly falling temperatures with around an inch of snow and blowing snow. Our low down to 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.